The man without a country has a lesson for us.
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
A man told the judge he never wanted to see the United States again. The judge gave him his wish. He banned him from the U.S. shores. For the rest of his life, soldiers moved him from ship to ship. History knows him as the man without a country. Whether the story is fact or fiction, it illustrates a vital truth. Those who reject God and Jesus Christ forfeit the eternal blessings God offers us. In the book of Revelation, an angel shows John a river. Its water flowed from the throne of God and of the Lamb. On each side of the river grew a tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, with a fresh crop each month. Both the river and the trees symbolize eternal life that those who arrive there enjoy. John notes that there will no longer be a curse on anything, for the throne of God and of the Lamb will be there, and his servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name appears on their foreheads. There will be no night there, no need for lamps or sun, for the Lord God will shine on them. They will reign forever. The angel said to John, "Everything you have heard and seen is trustworthy and true." Unlike the man without a country who forfeited life in America, those in paradise will see God's face forever and enjoy all the benefits God offers. That's why we love him. It's why we surrender to him. And it's why we seek to carry out his wishes each day.
If you'd like to learn more about God and his plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com.